start with a call for volunteers. We are a church which tries to do big festivals well. That's to help us reach out to other Poynton and people and to build us up as a church family, young and old, single or together, new or not so new. And our society likes festivals, and we do. So this year, Easter, as well as specials on Easter Sunday and Good Friday, we're also doing something on Maundy Thursday evening here, partly because I think this year school goes right up to that day, doesn't it? So more of us are going to be around. So we're planning an event here, Maundy Thursday evening, at 7:30, called The 12. And I need 13 people to dress up as Jesus and the 12 disciples and recreate the Last Supper scene. A bit like Leonardo da Vinci style. It's on our reredos, just by the top communion table there. So please let me know if you could be one of the 12 on Maundy Thursday evening. Our theme today is the 12. It was a big moment in Jesus' life when he chose 12 men to be his apostles. And so we're looking at that reading passage just read to us, Mark 3, verse 13 and following, on page 38 of the New Testament Church Bibles, particularly with three questions in mind, three questions to help us grapple with the Bible passage. One, why 12? Two, why these 12? Three, why choose 12? Verse 13 says this, he went up, that's Jesus, went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. So I was asking for volunteers for Maundy Thursday, but Jesus did not stand there and ask for 12 volunteers, did he? He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. Jesus did not ask for volunteers. He chose who he wanted and called them personally. This had been true of the first four disciples. Remember Simon, Andrew, James and John in chapter 1 by the lakeside? Jesus called them. And it's very true here in chapter 3 of the 12. This is how Jesus works. He calls people personally. And think about your own life, maybe your own calling, if you're a Christian. I didn't become a Christian because I volunteered. I was called by Jesus. He prepared my heart. He urged me to respond to his voice. He made me realize what an amazing privilege it is to be one of God's people, and he gave me grace to respond. Jesus calls, we respond. If we've heard something of his call, and he's shown us something of himself, then we can follow. Jesus put this well on the night before he died. Talking to the 12, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. So it mattered to Jesus that his followers were called and chosen. And actually, it means much more to us as well, and helps us to follow and keep following. Well, that's why he chose 12. Now, why 12? Here's the second question. Why 12? Was it a random number or a meaningful one? Or was it that just the number who were choosable as far as Jesus was concerned? Let's look at the passage. You know, I think the detail about the mountain is a clue. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted. Who is Jesus reminding them of by going up the mountain for this big moment? If you want more clues, who went up Mount Horeb and Mount Sinai and Mount Nebo at the big moments of his life, somewhere in the Old Testament. Moses, that's right, it's Moses. Now, in Moses' time, who was God calling to? He was calling to the 12 tribes of Israel. They were the people of God, the 12 tribes. All of those who were descended from one of the 12 sons of Israel were the people of God. 12 is the number which said, these are God's people. So when Jesus called the 12, he was not saying, I could only find 12. He was saying, these are God's people. And when Jesus called 12 men, he wasn't saying, I don't want women followers. He was saying, I'm starting a whole new people of God, like the Lord did in the Old Testament times around Moses. And just like the Lord started with Abraham and his 12 great-grandsons, and from then came a people who were too numerous to count, the Old Testament people of God, now the Lord is starting with 12 followers of Jesus, and after them will come a people which is now over 2 billion followers of Jesus Christ in our world, the New Testament people of God. 12 is the number which says the whole people of God. So that's why 12. Now, harder question, why these 12? Jesus must have seen something in them. We're not quite sure. But already we know from the first four he chose, remember he chose four fishermen, so that they would be good fishers of people. And I think that's our best answer, really. That's the biggest clue. They were all people who would instinctively understand the calling. Following Jesus was a new thing, and so that instinctive understanding of what it was about, following Jesus, being sent out in his name, fishermen would get that, because spreading the gospel is very like fishing. So when we go on to the list, and he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons, so he appointed the 12. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, as sons of thunder, and Andrew. So the four fishermen are there first. They were Jesus' closest followers, those whom he spent a bit more time with. And why them? Because being an apostle of Jesus Christ is very like fishing. And in the very short time that Jesus might have to train them, they would have a head start in understanding their calling and being able to do it well. The other disciples we know less about, although we'll find out a bit more on Maundy Thursday. Verse 18b and following, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Well, I guess we could speculate a little. We could say the Lord chose Matthew because, as a tax collector, he would know already what it is like to do an important job, even when you may be unpopular in wider society, beyond your friends. And the 12 would need to know how to be full of faith, even when the crowds turned against them. And we could say that Jesus chose Simon the Zealot, or Simon the Canaanean, because he knew about risking his life for a cause. Zealots were the grassroots revolutionaries of the time. They gave their all. They put their life on the line, and followers of Jesus need zeal like that. So the 12 would especially need zeal like that, giving their lives for Jesus. And Simon the Zealot would have helped them all to count the cost. Well, we could say more, but it's already speculation. The big thing is, Jesus chose 12, started with 4 fishermen who formed the core and the leadership, and they were his close companions for 2 years or so. Together, they were the eyewitnesses who saw most of Jesus' deeds, heard his words. So between them, they would ensure that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote everything reliably for everybody else. And as individuals, well, they ended up setting off in different directions to make disciples in every corner of the world. No doubt they had assistance as they went. But it's notable, within a generation, the Christian message was spreading to the other end of the Mediterranean Sea and to places like Arabia and India. The 12 disciples whom Jesus called to follow him were named apostles to be sent out. Sent out with the message of the gospel to the ends of the earth and with Jesus' authority to cast out demons. That's why Jesus appointed 12. And these 12, and he chose them and he sent them in order to multiply his people, in order to reach many more people, make disciples of Jesus Christ in every nation, tribe, and tongue. Just to finish, have you ever wondered why the symbolic number of those in God's heaven after the last judgment in the book of Revelation is 144,000? It's not often that maths people get a chance to shine with the Bible. But 144 is 12 times 12. With a few noughts on. 144,000, all of the people of God. That's what's being said in the book of Revelation. 12 disciples were chosen as apostles to be sent out to the ends of the earth so that dozens of thousands more people can become disciples of Jesus Christ. That's why these 12 carefully chosen. Choosing friends and work colleagues is such a big thing. This was a very big moment in Jesus' life. These things can go wrong. We're given a hint about that in the last verse of our passage. It wasn't smooth for Jesus, but it was a big, important moment. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you choose your followers. Thank you, Lord, for choosing and calling us. Thank you, Lord, that you chose the 12 with a clear task in mind that you enabled them for and empowered them for. Please help us to be good followers and good servants of Jesus Christ. Amen.